broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Well, I know this hearing today is to discuss current response to the...
My job right now is just to make sure that everybody in the Gulf
understands. As part of an activity, we understand that a group of students decided that they were going to, in this case, reenact.
And that's just the way it is.
Stop crying, you sniveling ass. Stop your nonsense.
World famous Phil Hendry Show, every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Truth is our bitch on this show, and tonight we have Art Griego joining us. He is a retired commercial pilot, a retired charter pilot, and we're going to talk about the very curious story within the last 48 hours of a woman who was locked in an empty plane, locked inside of an empty plane. She'd fallen asleep. When she awoke, she was locked inside this aircraft, and she'd been locked inside the aircraft for 4 hours after she awoke. 4 hours. Have you ever heard of anything like that? I don't think so. And then Robert Greene, who is the CEO of Fraser Foods, and he also operates, owns and operates the Trilogy Resorts at Big Bear Lake, will be talking to us about the opening of his mountain resorts because the summer is upon us, and there are lots and lots of things to do, and it's a beautiful time of year, so don't let this time of year pass you by. I love summertime. We're also going to be telling you about shark attacks and where they most likely occur. Also, 20% of the drivers around you are not fit to be driving their cars. Now, you probably already knew that. You probably suspected that it's more. But it is now official, at least as far as GMAC is concerned, because they did a survey. And GMAC now says, yep, you're right. 20% of you shouldn't even have a license. 20% of you shouldn't even be allowed to operate one of those, what's the story, you know, one of those things that you stand up on looks like a skateboard? Anyway, as you like to hear them, Simon Cowell tonight, a scooter. 877-876-PHIL, our affiliate spotlight tonight. The great station in San Diego, our affiliate KFMB 760 AM. Great, longtime heritage call letters for the great city of San Diego, KFMB, and that's where we call home in San Diego, and we're happy to do it there. Joplin, Missouri, KZYM, 1230 AM. Thank you all for being a part of the Phil Hendry Radio Network. So here's the story. We'll bring on Art Griego here in just a moment. A Michigan woman who fell asleep during a flight and woke up locked in an empty plane filed a lawsuit on Thursday. Oh, by the way, can I back up here? Our website, philhendryshow.com, philhendryshow.com, live streaming video right now of the show as we perform it. You should go check that out. All right. A Michigan woman who fell asleep during a flight and woke up locked in an empty plane filed a lawsuit today against United Airlines and one of United Airlines' partner airlines. Her name is Ginger McGuire. She is 36 years of age. She spent nearly 4 hours on the plane after United Express flight 8080 landed before she was discovered by a cleaning crew, according to one complaint filed in Wayne County Circuit Court. Now, here's some of the verbiage. Actually, she was talking at a press conference. She said that waking up on an empty airplane and not being able to get out was very horrifying. She says it's a very dramatic word, but it was a little much. She was speaking at a news conference, and she was accompanied by attorney Jeffrey Feiger of Feiger Law in Southfield, Michigan, who is representing Ms. McGuire. United Airlines and Trans-State Airlines, the carrier operating United Express, are investigating the incident. Trans-State spokesman Fred Oxley said he could not comment, obviously, on the suit's allegations without reviewing the document, but he did say on the incident itself, I can tell you that it did occur, and certainly an investigation is ongoing. Pretty bizarre. On the line with me here from Santa Monica, California, is Art Griego. Have you ever heard of anything like this, Art?
Well, believe it or not, Phil, yes, I have. And I won't say it's as common a thing as it's not as common a thing as some of the other complaints we might get from passengers from time to time. It's a very, as you've used the word very adequately, it's a bizarre incident, but not as rare as you think. And in light of the relations that passengers have with the flight crew and relations that the flight crew have with passengers, sometimes it's not quite an unusual thing to listen to. I haven't heard specifically about this, But again, it doesn't surprise me, given the I guess the state of air travel today. I know a lot of passengers are complaining about it. They say that it's more like riding a bus. You don't get the meals that you used to get. You don't have your bags checked the way that you want once had them checked. It's costing you extra to do a lot of things. And so as air travel becomes a little bit more casual and more matter of fact and more part of life, relations between the flight attendants and the passengers do get strained.
Well, what does that have to do with this? This woman...
Well, I can explain that.
Well, yeah, but this before you do, this woman fell asleep. She was very tired. Getting into the story itself so people really know what we're talking about here, the complaint outlines a series of delays that led up to Ginger McGuire falling asleep on the airplane. McGuire was originally scheduled to leave Detroit at 6 a.m. on Monday with a brief layover in the Washington area before coming to Philadelphia. She didn't leave Washington for Philadelphia until 11:40 p.m. So that was quite a layover. United Express Flight 8080 arrived in Philadelphia just before 12:30 a.m. on Tuesday. She was asleep when the plane landed and passengers and crew disembarked, according to the complaint. When a cleaning crew discovered McGuire 4 hours later, it alerted the Transportation Security Administration. And then McGuire was, quote, wrongfully detained and interrogated, according to her complaint.
Well, you got to understand, that part is very understandable.
Why is that understandable? I mean, security?
Oh, absolutely. If you find somebody on an aircraft, that cleaning crew did the right thing. If you find someone secreted or hiding, if you will, on an aircraft, the first thing you've got to do is call the TSA and get to Homeland Security. You don't know what that person's doing on the aircraft. So they did the right thing in checking her out.
But she fell asleep. So we know that this woman didn't do anything wrong.
That is her allegation. I'm willing to believe her.
Do you think there's a chance that she stayed aboard that aircraft on purpose?
I think there's always a chance, Phil.
Yeah, but if you fall asleep, you're laying there. You're not hiding, are you?
No, you're not hiding. You're not hiding. You're right. But again, I don't know. I would wait for the investigation.
All right. James Harrington is an attorney working with Figer on the case. That would be the attorneys who are advising Ms. McGuire, said the incident highlights a major safety issue. He said, and I can't disagree with him, he said, if my client, a completely unassuming person who is just exhausted and falls asleep, goes undetected, what if someone's really trying to go undetected? All the explanation could be is that it was just pure laziness. There's no other explanation or excuse. Of course, that's the attorney representing her.
Well, and again, I said this to you before we were on the air. I noticed how she ran right out and grabbed herself a lawyer. I don't know how long that took.
Well, that would be the normal thing to do.
I suppose, but I just think it's interesting that the minute she woke up, I will be curious to know the physical attributes of this woman.
Why is that important?
Well, I'm curious to know just how heavy she was, what kind of blood pressure she had. Was it too low? Was she one of these individuals that was physically causing a strain on the air crew? Was she very heavy? Was she requiring a lot of different foods? Did she require an extra seat? I don't know. But one thing's for sure, she ran right out, got herself a lawyer. And it's interesting how some people, it's almost like food for some people. They can't, they won't wait. You're going to go run right out and grab that lawyer almost as if it's a big steak or something, and they won't be able to eat.
Well, let's get to this about what you're saying with regard to passengers and the air crew, because you started out by saying the relationship between passengers and flight attendants and the air crew is getting more and more strained. What has that got to do with the woman being on the plane for 4 hours?
Well, Phil, it is a natural thing, I think. If you're a flight attendant, you've got to turn around. Maybe you've been on your feet for 10 hours. Maybe you, in that 10-hour period, you had a little bit of a break. You got a five-hour one way, five-hour the other way, or maybe you've been on a transcontinental flight. You're going to be very tired. And it is very very easy to see how your mood is going to suffer. Flight attendants are human. If the first thing a person does when they get on board your aircraft is fall asleep, the message is very clear that they are going to sleep and they're not really have that much interest in you, in your life, or what it is that you do to try to keep them safe. And so the message is this. I'm a pastor. I'm now about to go to sleep, and you are, if you ever saw this, and he just died, as a matter of fact, God rest his soul, John Forsythe.
Yeah.
He was on a television show called Bachelor Father. And in that show, they had what was referred to in those days as a house boy. And you know the boy...
I know the house boy. It was an Asian gentleman. And it was an unfortunate way of referring to people who were domestic staff in those days. He was an Asian gentleman, right?
Right. Well, he was an Oriental, what they called in those days.
All right, but an Asian gentleman.
All right, but this Asian boy...
The Asian man...
Well, the Asian man, we call it a house boy. When you fall asleep on an aircraft, you're basically saying to the flight attendants, you are a house boy. You are a domestic. Now, if you don't have enough respect for a flight attendant to at least stay awake long enough to show some interest in what they're doing for you to keep you safe, to keep the aircraft safe, so that you can see your loved ones and that you are not a statistic that they're picking out of a... identifying with DNA, it's a horrible thing, Phil. If you're not interested enough in them, then how can you expect them to reasonably remember to be interested in you?
And, all right, but to be interested in you to the point they left that woman on the plane.
Yes, and it was a mistake. What I'm saying is, what are the reasons behind these mistakes? Did they leave her there out of maliciousness? I don't think so. I think that woman's showing no interest in the flight attendants, they naturally didn't care at all about her, to the point where they forgot she was there. Now, this happens.
They completely forgot she was there. This is a flight attendant.
Well, they either forgot or it was a message that they were sending back. It's wrong.
You better believe it's wrong. You're telling me that those flight attendants could have left that woman there because she didn't pay any attention to them.
I'm saying it's a natural... human instinct to want people to care about what you're doing and who you are. If they don't, we all get a little testy and say, well, then I guess I'm not all that interested in where that person winds up tonight. And I know how we can solve this problem, Phil. I'm not saying it's right, but I know how we can solve the problem.
How?
I think we should ask passengers... respectfully, to remember to show interest in your flight crew, show interest in your flight attendant, show them that you are concerned and interested and thankful and grateful. That way we can avoid them basically with the instinct of wanting to get back at you and just letting you stay on the aircraft. For that woman could have died if no one had gone in there and gotten her.
All right, we have Art Griego on the line with us. We're talking about Ginger McGuire, age 36, who was left on an airplane for several hours. She woke up and was on this plane for 4 hours because everybody disembarked and forgot she was there. And Art is saying that a lot of flight crews now, overworked and tired, if passengers don't show an interest in them, they naturally are going to be less likely to be thinking about those passengers. And in this case, this McGuire fell asleep, showed she wasn't interested in the flight attendants or their stories or their duty, and the flight attendants unconsciously or subconsciously forgot she was there and just left her there. And this woman winds up now. She, as Art just said, she went out and got herself some lawyers. We're going to find out what happened. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. The solution to the problem, says Art, is asking passengers to pay a little bit of attention to the flight crew to the extent where you're asking about their lives, about their jobs, and showing some interest so they are not prompted into leaving you on the aircraft. 877-876-PHIL, and also our website tonight, philhendryshow.com, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
It's the Phil Hendry Show. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. Back on the line here with Art Griego, who is a retired commercial pilot as well as a charter pilot and had his own charter business for many years. We're talking about the very strange case here of a Michigan woman who woke up aboard a United Express plane after the plane had been emptied, had been parked, no passengers, no flight crew. She was locked in this plane for four solid hours. I'm trying to figure out here, Art, when this lady got out. If the plane arrived at 12:30 on Tuesday morning, she's in the aircraft, we know, 4 hours after she awakened. So let's just go ahead and say she was in the aircraft until, you know, till sunrise. It's got to be a frightening experience.
There's no question. There's no question at all, Phil. And again, this it's an unfortunate... It is the product of the air travel age we live in, where passengers don't seem to care that much about the flight attendant. I'm not saying that they should, but you know that a lot of our female flight attendants, for instance, I've heard men mention, men who are successful businessmen at the flying first class, and they'll talk about how aggressive a lot of the flight attendants are. We used to have a term, and I don't know if I can, it's a little crude, it's blank 'em and dump 'em. Which is what a lot of these...
All right, I'd rather we not...
Well, I apologize. That's a lot of the businessmen would say. You can't... The flight attendants are very predatory toward a lot of successful businessmen. And if you fall asleep on them, you run the risk of they're not going to leave you in the aircraft, but if you're allergic to peanuts... I heard one story from a man, a very prominent businessman, who was allergic to peanuts, and he had been working on his computer. He wasn't paying any attention to the flight attendant. She walked by with a bag of peanuts and sort of waved them at him in a very curiously hostile way. And she had this half smile, like...
She was going to somehow slip him peanuts? He was allergic to peanuts?
Yeah, exactly. And I said, well, why don't you, blanker and blanker? You don't want me to say the words. And he said, I'm only in town for a few hours.
Let's not get into that, though, okay?
I apologize.
877-876-PHIL, as we talk about the lady that was left on board the aircraft. Hours, she fell asleep. She wakes up in an empty aircraft. Art Griego talking to us about the relationship between passengers and flight crew. If you don't show interest in the flight crew, they're liable to forget you were even there or at least pretend like it. Here is Connor in Raleigh, North Carolina, listening to us on WTZK. Connor, go ahead. You're on with Art Griego.
Hi, I'm calling in about the Ginger McGuire story. I think that if you're on a vessel or a plane or whatever craft it is, it's the responsibilities and duties of everyone on that board on that vessel or plane that works for the company to ensure that the cargo and passengers are off or have disembarked once landed or has pulled into port. On a military vessel, for instance, the captain's in charge of the entire ship, and the responsibilities and duties from everyone from E1 all the way up to him. If something happens, he's ultimately responsible for it. On a train, when people are on board, you have your steward or whoever it is that goes around that train.
Is he going to go through every stop? Is he going to go through every form of transportation?
Well, go ahead, Connor. I didn't hear what. Go ahead, sir.
But I'm just saying in general, if you're on,
are you going to get the buses?
If you're on that plane. If you're on that plane, you paid for that flight. You're not paying for the flight attendant to tell you the safety stories. You don't even have to listen to them. But when you get off, when it's parked or it's there, it's their duty to ensure that there's nothing left on board.
Right.
That plane. What if there's a baby?
I think you're right, Carl. Let me get a comment from Art. What do you think?
Well, the gentleman's right. I mean, I can't disagree with what he's saying. But what I'm saying is that's the ideal. But the reality is we've got flight crews that are tired. They work hard. I think it's human nature to want people to be appreciated. You've done all this work, and you look around at a cabin full of people that are sawing logs. You're going to say, "What's the point?" And you naturally, in war, they say that men do not attach themselves to other soldiers after they've seen a buddy die. They don't even want to get invested. And I think that's the way it is on an aircraft. You don't even want to get invested in a passenger. You don't even want to know they exist after you've seen, figuratively, other passengers figuratively die.
What do you mean, die?
Well, it didn't pay attention to you.
Connor,
well, it doesn't matter.
Are you a pilot?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead, sir. I was going to ask you, are you a pilot?
Oh, no, sir, I'm not a pilot. but I still think that, you know, they're representing the airline that they fly for. They're responsible for everything on board.
Well, but what is your responsibility? What's your responsibility as a passenger? Shouldn't you say thanks for, you know, showing me how to blow the guy's laughing.
No, I understand.
All right, we got to take a break, though. Connor, I appreciate your call. 877-876. Phil, we'll be back here with Art Griego.
It's the Phil Hendry Show.
Our number is 877-876-PHIL. On the line is Art Griego from, really from a lot of places. Santa Monica, California tonight, as Art flew commercially for a number of years. Art, we're talking about the Ginger McGuire story, and we're going to get back to some phone calls. We have a flight attendant who's online, as well as other folks. I want to ask you something. You mentioned that you said predatory flight attendants.
Yes.
What does that mean?
Well, I think it's self-explanatory, but...
I don't think it is, and I think do you think it maligns an entire group of individuals?
Well, I don't mean to say that. I'm saying some. And when you get on an aircraft, you can be female, you can be male, but let's just say you're a man, and the flight attendants are in that mood, they are female, and they're in the mood where they want somebody to pay attention to them, because I think we all understand that there is a... with women, whether they're working or not, there's a certain kind of an emotional reality.
I'm not sure. It sounds to me like you're sort of, you want to talk about stereotyping people.
Well, I don't believe that I am, Phil. I'm just saying that if you don't pay attention to some of them, suddenly they decide that you are, the word is dispensable. And keep in mind, you fall asleep, they can leave you on the aircraft, feed you peanuts, strawberries, and they are in a profession where, to be perfectly blunt, you're thousands of miles in the air, and that is it can be a temptation for anybody. So what I think happened to Ginger McGuire was that she fell asleep immediately. The flight attendants got offended and decided if they don't exist in the mind of Ginger McGuire, then she won't exist.
And hence they purposefully left her.
I don't know. I think they stopped noticing her. I think they stopped even knowing she was on the aircraft.
All right, 877-876-PHIL with Art Griego, 877-876-PHIL. Let me go over here to Cynthia in Houston, Texas. Cynthia, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. You're an ex-flight attendant, right, Cynthia?
Yes. Back in the 70s when it was actually, it was an honor to be a flight attendant. I've been sitting here listening to all this from these folks tonight, and I am appalled. That is their job. That is their duty.
You're not talking about me, are you?
Huh?
You're not talking about me. I'm simply saying that if you were a flight attendant, Cynthia, you know that if you were ignored by passengers, it hurts.
That's a job. These people have other lives that they lead. You know, they're doing other things. You're
who are you
there
talking about?
The flight attendant, or you? No, I'm talking about the customers. You were there as a flight attendant back when I was a flight attendant. You took care of your customers.
I was not a flight attendant. I was a pilot. I wasn't a flight attendant.
Well, if you're on the other
side.
She's
talking about the flight attendants right now.
All right, well, that wasn't me.
That's fine. Go ahead, Cynthia. So you're there, and you're there to serve the customers, correct?
Right. And you paid attention. If they're asleep and they didn't want to have anything to, they didn't want anything to drink or eat, you left them alone.
Right, exactly. And let me ask you this: what if they wanted nothing to do with you?
What do you mean nothing to do with me? I'm not there for a popularity contest.
What I mean by that, of course not. But it's only human. If someone comes on the plane, doesn't acknowledge that you're there, doesn't acknowledge that you're even taking up space in a physical reality, they go to sleep and they want nothing to do with you. Even if you say, excuse me, can I get you a blanket, and they roll over and just ignore you. That begins to wear on you.
No, it doesn't. That goes with the territory, sir.
Well,
sorry.
Then how why is it then that that woman was left on that aircraft, even though it was why United Express, a small jet, you're missing her. You know that
how many passengers did it hold? Let me ask you that. How many passengers
holds
did it?
24.
24, and they missed
it? It's a little... Yes, and they missed her.
Well, wait a second. We don't know that. United Express could be any size jet.
No, it can't. It's a puddle jumper.
Well, no. Hold.
Maybe
let's.
It's larger than that.
Hold on for a minute.
It's a puddle jumper. Look at Mr. Henry. Cynthia was in the business. I was in the business. I don't think you know what you're talking about.
Excuse me, but I've been a traveler enough to know. United Express, you're right, travels between cities a short distance, and you say puddle jumper. Are you telling me that this was a prop job with only 25 seats?
25? Where are you getting that?
You know what I'm saying. Cynthia, what is a puddle jumper? What in your
Okay.
Do
you want to hear about a puddle jumper? I was flying.
Well, what do you guys consider a United Express to be? What would you guys consider the kind of, what does that airline do? Doesn't it go between cities like 100 miles away or some jazz like that?
Will you listen to this guy? Some jazz like that.
Well, I'm asking Cynthia. Do you know?
I haven't been on
these
kind of aircraft at all. I was flying on what you want to call a puddle jumper back in the 70s. It held 40 people. And yes, I can tell if there was a customer laying over
a
seat in there. Excuse me?
What do you mean a lie?
Why is it a lie? It was a communist
moron. You're playing up to the host. Yes, ma'am, I am a pilot.
Maybe you ought to get back and count the seats in the planes that you're flying.
Perhaps you ought to look in your book and see what a Convair 600 even is. Do you have any idea?
Let's call it 40 seats. Are you telling me you miss somebody? How do you miss someone unless it's on purpose?
That's the point I'm trying to make. These flight attendants, a flight crew, had done their job. That woman would not have been left on board. Now, we don't know for sure.
Thank you for making my point for me.
What does that mean?
The point that I'm making is that woman came on, all 300 pounds of her.
You don't know how fat she was.
Well, she sounded heavy. She sounds heavy.
How do you sound heavy? I'm offended then. How heavy do you think I sound, sir?
How does somebody come on board an aircraft and immediately expels gas and then passes out? That doesn't sound fat.
Who said she did that?
I'm imagining what happened. But the point she fell asleep and was missed. I think it's because the crew wanted nothing more to do with whatever it was they thought she was.
You know something, Art? Thank you very much, Cynthia, for your call and for your expertise. 877-876-PHIL. How do you miss somebody? You say it's because this woman got on board, expelled some gas, and passed out because you think she's fat or she was overweight. How are you figuring that?
I'm figuring it because of the way they describe anybody that gets on an aircraft and collapses into unconsciousness has a weight problem.
Anybody?
It's been my experience.
877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to Chris here in Nashville, Tennessee. Chris, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Art Griego. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, great, Phil. You know, just kind of half hearing what Art was just saying. I mean, how ridiculous to assume that this lady is overweight because she falls asleep on a flight. I mean, you know, I fly four times a week at impossible hours, and I try to pay attention and show some deference to the flight attendants. But you know what? I mean, sometimes you fall asleep, you know? I mean,
that's what I'm saying. And you're running the risk of being left on the plane.
Well, you know what? Here's the deal. I don't think that it is, it is ultimately the flight attendant's responsibility and job and duty
to provide
the safety and security of passengers. I mean, my wife was a flight attendant for years. The stuff that she had to go through just to stay current with FAA policy and with the requirements.
I'm looking here. It says that this flight had 50 seats.
There you go, 50 seats. So, in other words, 50 seats. You ought to be able to get everybody off the aircraft. They didn't do it. Nobody has given me any excuses yet that make more sense than mine.
And you're saying that they left her there because she didn't pay any attention to them.
And she didn't. She fell asleep.
But you know what? That's ridiculous. You know, it's not, ultimately, it's not their privilege to decide whether they like the passenger or not, you know? I mean, ultimately, it's their responsibility on behalf of the airline. It's paying them well. It's their responsibility from the Federal Aviation Administration. I mean, if you get fined for not having a watch on, what kind of fine or responsibility?
Well, I want to ask you, sir. You say that you fly four times a week. All right.
Right.
You're familiar with this kind of predatory flight attendant that's going to wave the peanuts in your face if you don't pay attention to her.
You know what?
Right.
I mean, I've not seen a predatory flight attendant. You know, I mean, it's a service.
What I'm saying is she wants to talk to you.
And so she's going to feed you peanuts.
Well, that's not necessarily what it means. Again, I don't want to be crude, but a lot of people are allergic to peanuts. And then there's a saying that this gentleman knows, you know, about eating the peanuts.
What has that got to do with what we're saying?
Yeah, she's waving them, saying...
That's my point exactly.
That's the most asinine thing I ever heard, and that's offensive on top of that. These are flight attendants who are charged not only with serving people peanuts, but keeping people safe on board an aircraft that is flying at thousands of feet in the air at a supersonic speed, and they want to get from point A to point B safely, and you're telling me that they're walking around getting offended because some cat's working on his computer too much.
I'm saying it happens. That's why that woman was left on the aircraft, and I don't know if it was because she fell asleep or one of the flight attendants got hot for her. I don't know what it is.
Well, if you think about all the personnel, the airline personnel that are involved in turning the plane over.
To?
This is my caller. Chris. It's Chris.
Yeah, it's Chris.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah,
If you think about all the personnel that are involved in turning the plane over once it's finished its last leg, I mean, you've got people that are coming in cleaning.
There should have been people who saw it. Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely. Should have been people who saw it, Chris. Yeah. But they didn't. And I mean, I will say this. This is where Art has us. They didn't. And there's got to be a reason for it. And we can't seem to come up with it other than this one that he's talking about here. Chris, thanks so much. And continued happy travels. 877-876-PHIL.
Well, you know, you're blowing off my reason because you're saying essentially, well, we don't have an answer, but Art Griego's reason is so, and we just don't like the idea that our flight attendants would be anything other than squeaky clean. And
why would you come on the air here and paint them as the predatory waving peanuts?
I'm saying, you know, you don't listen to me. I'm saying this is not a majority. It is a sprinkling of flight attendants throughout the air industry. And they give a bad name to all of them. But if you ignore them, may God have mercy on your soul. That's all I'm saying.
877-876-PHIL. Is there a sprinkling or a minority of flight attendants out there in the airline industry, just enough of them, though, who, if you ignore them and you don't pay attention to them and you don't hit on them, if you're a guy, are they going to do things like, I don't know, that waving the bag of peanuts, but the leaving you, if you fall asleep, leave you on the jet? 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Don't forget our website, philhenryshow.com.
Phil Henry. It's the Phil Henry Show.
Phil, and let me just—I promised something I would do for our viewers on our website right now. People watching our video cast, I have uploaded now a picture of Ginger McGuire. She's a very attractive girl. She seems to be demonstrating for the assembled press in this photograph how she was sleeping, you know, what she was doing, and she was obviously in repose as the aircraft landed. And as she then was just left there on the aircraft. So we're going to have to take a look. Boy, I hope I don't erase anything. But we're going to have to take a look. Now, the reason why I put this picture up is because Art Griego was on the line with us and made a comment, which I thought was a little offensive, Art. And forgive me. When you say that anybody that immediately falls asleep on an aircraft has got to be fat.
Phil, I didn't say gotta be. I assumed, I made the assumption.
Well, what are you making that assumption on?
When I heard the name Ginger McGuire, the first thing you think of is she probably carries some weight. And my thought was maybe she carries weight with the airline, as in...
You mean influence?
Influence. But then I thought maybe she actually carries some physical weight. And one of the people in the office said, well, she's got a fat-sounding name. And I wasn't going to go, that's a little ridiculous.
Childish.
Well, Phil, the point is, I'm just looking at the picture you're looking at, and I think the argument can be made that the girl is packing... it's probably packing a fair amount of muscle fat.
Look, all you're looking at is a picture of her head. You don't know how much she weighs or anything like that.
Well, I'm not trying to offend her.
What you're saying is essentially this. The girl not only is overweight, she was so odious a person that the flight attendants didn't even know she existed and couldn't care less and left her on the aircraft.
Well, then you tell me what happened.
Well, I'm beginning to think... And this is going to sound insane. You said you didn't think that she hid.
I'm thinking that's a possibility as well. If the girl was not left there on purpose, maybe she was hiding.
Well, I'm sure they're going to look into that.
You better believe it. She can run out and get all the lawyers she wants. She can run right out and get that Matlock or whoever they got. But at the end of the day, if the airline finds out that she was hiding and she's trying to make the airline look like they need to towel off, I don't want to be her. Okay, right now I don't want to be her, looking at her, but I wouldn't want to be...
All right, thank you. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to a phone call. Listening to us in Boston, Nancy. Hi, Nancy. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Art Griego. Go ahead.
Hey, Phil. How you doing?
I'm good. Thank you.
Art, I don't like you. I don't like your attitude. I don't like your stereotypical thinking. I find you to be very offensive, and you're drawing conclusions out of thin air. I can't imagine what you look like or what you smell like or what you sound like. But
why are you bringing up smell? What has that got to do with anything?
Well, I mean, maybe your breath smells. I mean, what you're making...
Well, what has that got to do with the news story we're talking about here?
Well, you've gotten personal, Art, is what you've done.
I'm asking questions as to how a woman, a full-grown woman, can be left on an aircraft for 4 hours. You say it's not because they left her there on purpose. All right. What is your answer?
My answer is that maybe she took a little medication.
How do you miss seeing her if you're a member of the crew?
I don't know. Maybe she slunk down.
Yeah!
At her seat.
Give the lady a cigar. Give her
what?
I bet you look good smoking a cigar, too. I said, give the lady a cigar. You don't
Thank you.
Know. You don't know.
I'm don't
coming
know,
up
but...
with reasonable. I'm coming up with reasonable reason. I know that flight attendants get very testy if they're ignored, waving peanuts around and getting crude. And
what has that got to do with a woman? Okay, you were talking about guys that have money.
Well,
the fact of the matter is. No, can I say something? The fact of the matter is, flight attendants today don't have the same stature or status as flight attendants 25 years ago. You know, when you used to fly Pan Am first class, it was quite a different experience than flying AirTran to Fort Lauderdale from Boston. You know,
okay, Grandma, that's great. That's nice, Grandma, that you're telling us about the difference.
Would you let the lady finish? Because I flew Pan Am. I know what you're talking about, Nancy. It was a great airline.
It was a
I
great
flew Pan
airline.
Am to Asia, yeah.
It was classy. The people on it were classy. The flight attendants, stewardesses were classy. I mean, it was a whole different flying experience. Today, it's
other words, you got to have class to see somebody asleep in a... Are you kidding? I can't believe, Mr. Henry, that you're entertaining this conversation.
I'm not saying you have to have class. What I'm saying is there are many business travelers who are very used to what they, you know, they know the routine. Then you have the family travelers. Then you have the seniors who need help. I mean, it's a very different market today. And it's not just the glamorous travel experience it used to be. So when you mix all these people and their needs up, the flight attendants today are in such a rush to do what they need to do that I can see them getting a little irate. But a lot of times they're very, very friendly under a lot of, like, crazy circumstances. But what you're drawing this conclusion about this woman and what she looks like and how she passed gas, it's so ridiculous. It's like, how are you throwing that in? How are you throwing that into the conversation?
Nancy, I came up with a perfect, based upon my experience flying commercially, of what flight attendants might have just probably looked at her and said, you know, let the whale beach itself. And
why is this so offensive to this lady? Why are you being so offensive to her?
Who, this one?
This ginger lady.
Ginger lady.
The passenger.
The passenger. I am saying, I'm telling you that she probably went right to sleep, like, and flight attendants don't like that. You got to say, oh, your hair's great, or some stupid comment.
I've never made a stupid comment, nor has my husband, a business traveler, ever made a stupid comment
married.
Like that to a flight attendant, just commenting on her hair looking great. Oh my gosh, what planet are you on? And you've talked about this woman being a whale and a heap. I mean, like, what is going on with you?
No, what is going on with you that you don't recognize?
Phil Hendry.